This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course. Brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Rob is from Medford, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rob, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Rob sounds very serious right now, Dan.
It's money on the line. This is game face.
$1,000, Rob, if you answer more of these correctly than Kennedy, who has left the studio. She's gone into that soundproof booth. If you tie, unfortunately, we can't give you the money, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Question number one. Which film from 2024 had the highest opening worldwide gross for a film based on a stage musical since Les Mis?
Wicked.
Question number two. Who was the first female lead in a Marvel Cinematic Universe film?
Brie Larson.
Question number three. Which Oscar-winning actress was eliminated from American Idol before her big acting breakthrough?
Jennifer Hudson.
Question number four. Which artist performed at Jonas Con and announced a memoir titled My Good Side?
Oh.
No. It is weak spot.
Jonas Con? Like Jonas Brothers?
We need an answer, Rob.
You don't get to...
Demi Lovato.
Okay. Question number five. Who played the character of Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Hepburn.
Who?
Audrey Hepburn.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Rob, you're an intense guy, my friend.
Oh, I'm very intense about trivia. I take it very serious.
Oh, do you? You go to trivia nights and things like that?
Yeah.
Do you host them? Are you?
No, I've never hosted. I'm not the host type. Serious.
Where do you go for your trivia?
Various bars and around town. Mm-hmm. Used to go to Not Your Average Joe's and Waltham every week.
Mm-hmm. He's known, Kennedy. I know you got your little game on the radio, but Rob
it's
is
okay.
known. Rob is known in circles.
Okay.
And got 4 out of 5 correct.
Ooh. Okay, Rob.
Yep, these are tough, Kennedy.
Okay.
Also, by the way, he teaches adaptive phys ed.
Oh, thanks for what you do.
Hey, thanks. I love it.
Question number one, Kennedy. These are tough. Which film from 2024 had the highest opening worldwide for a film based on a stage musical since Les Mis?
Wicked.
Tied at one. How are you feeling, Kennedy?
Okay.
Question number two. Who was the first female lead in a Marvel Cinematic Universe film?
Gal Gadot and Wonder Woman? Ooh.
Brie Larson.
Oh, Captain Marvel.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
2-1. Just got very interesting. Yes. Yep. 2-1 for Rob Kennedy.
Oh, well done, Rob.
How you feeling?
Okay. It's not my money.
Question number three. Which Oscar-winning actress was eliminated from American Idol before her big acting breakthrough?
Jennifer Hudson.
3-2. You're still in it. Question number four. Which artist performed at JonasCon and announced a memoir titled My Good Side?
Huh?
Which artist performed at JonasCon and announced a memoir titled My Good Side?
I didn't think JonasCon had happened yet.
Yes, it was like a week or two ago. It was on a Saturday, I thought.
They just announced it.
No, they announced the tour.
Which Jonas has Con- part of... Anyway.
JonasCon has already happened. I saw somebody posting pictures at JonasCon.
It happened March 23rd.
Marshmallow.
Nick Jonas Kennedy was the correct answer. Why are you rolling your eyes at me? Is there an issue with that question?
Yes, it's a dumb question.
It's $1,000
question. Doesn't it stand
for
the reason that it's Jonas Khan, so ergo they'll be there?
Yes.
So why...
Yeah, so all, you had a 1 in 3 shot of getting it.
No.
And you went off the board.
It would be anyone but Jonas Brothers.
They are the only ones that performed at JonasCon. If you were a Jonas fan, you would know that.
Well, I'm not, though.
Well, there you go. You sure it's not your money?
Yep.
Question
no,
number...
I take issue not with the money, with the dumb question, but go on.
Question number five. Who played the character Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Audrey Hepburn.
Who?
Audrey Hepburn.
That is correct. Final score, 4-3. Let's go. Rob gets the win and gets the $1,000.
Really?
He can barely contain himself.
Awesome.
Crappy question, and he don't care that he won. I'm out. Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, I love that.
No, okay, no.
I'm with you. I love that I won.
Oh my god.
Oh,
so good. So good.
#SuckItSal.
That's right. #SuckItSal.
Ain't our money. Congratulations, Rob.
Well, Rob, you got yourself $1,000. Put his name on the board, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Put his name on
Will
the board.
Will do.
All right. So there it is. The 1K CBK is over. Rob gets the win. 4-3. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Rob?
Yes, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Rob.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.